Hey, welcome back to the Holistic Mom Weight Loss Podcast. It's me, Kristen Noriega, registered dietitian, nutritionist, mom of four, holistic functional practitioner, podcast host, lots of fun stuff. And joined today by Sydney Mostek. Hey, Sid.
Hi. Also registered dietitian, exercise physiologist, mom of twins, crazy chicken lady.
She was just telling me that she has like so many eggs from her chickens that she just gives them away and can't wait for the day I can have chickens.
It's awesome. It's coming.
Coming. Meanwhile, I'll just learn from you and live vicariously. Okay, friends, today we're giving you three recipes that are going to support your cycle. We're going to break down how, why, what, when, where, all the things. And you definitely need to have your notes app out. Or a pen and paper, pencil, paper, whatever you want. Because these meals, like literally you want to copy them down. And yeah, let's see how these support your hormones and ultimately unlock the door that leads to weight loss. So let's get to it. Let's kick this off with a holistic mom weight loss truth bomb. Your weight is the last thing you need to worry about. Look, I get it. You want your body and energy back. You're anxious, stressed, sleep deprived, feeling unattractive in stretchy leggings that aren't quite stretchy enough, and it is a struggle to sift through all of the crunchy health advice out there. It feels overwhelming. Deep breath, friend. I'm Kristen Noriega. As a registered dietitian, I've helped hundreds of women support their hormones, lose weight, and keep it off. We're going to get your hormones, gut, and body systems squared away. Once your body is working for you, the last piece of your health puzzle, your weight, is going to fall right where it's supposed to be. All right, friend, reheat your coffee, get ready to take some notes. It is time to thrive. Okay, Sydney, what is the next animal you're going to get if you get another animal?
Oh my gosh. Well, listen, I'm moving soon and I might not even get to take my chickens, which would be devastating. Besides that, I don't think I need any more animals. Maybe a goat. Thanks for convincing of the husband. But what do you need to get started with your chicken dreams?
I need a home that allows them in my backyard. It stinks because here in Germany, all the locals, they have chickens in their yards everywhere. Everyone has chickens except us in our little American community here. And like so many people I know have tried to ask housing if we can have chickens. And they're just like, no, not allowed. Mm. So I have to move too.
Dang it. Well, yeah. I get to keep mine. Otherwise, maybe you can get a house and I can send you mine.
Oh, no, I know, right? Maybe your neighbor will take them since she knows they have some good eggs.
Maybe.
Hey, joke. How do we know that Sydney's chickens have good monthly cycles?
I know this one. I know this one. Because they lay eggs every stinking day.
Right. I should say daily cycles.
Yeah.
Right? A mark of a good, healthy cycle is that you're ovulating an egg every month. So Sydney's chickens are on fire, doing the right thing over there.
They eat so much good food.
Yeah.
Boy, do they run a lot.
I hope everyone else is enjoying this as much as we are. Oh, my gosh.
All right. Let's get serious, okay. Kristen.
Then you better lead us. What are we doing?
Okay. So we're talking about meals to support your cycle. These are three meals that are directly from our cycle synced meal plan. And we're going to share them with you here today. So get your pen, because the first one is a raspberry zinger smoothie. The first ingredient, buckle up, is a cup of cauliflower, frozen cauliflower. But hang on. Don't turn it off yet. There's also a cup of frozen raspberries, the juice of one lemon, a quarter cup of your favorite vanilla protein powder, tablespoon of chia seeds, and a cup and a half of milk of your choice or water. Doesn't that sound good? Have you made this one yet?
I've made something super similar.
I'm not sure I follow the steps exactly. I kind of look at the plan or look at a recipe, and I'm the type of person who just runs with it, just does the thing. It sounds delicious. Are you a recipe follower?
I'm very much a recipe follower. Yeah.
Okay. So this is interesting because this clearly is a hormone supporting recipe, because that frozen cauliflower, oh my gosh, that cauliflower is a phase 2 detoxifier. So if we're going to talk about detoxification, the first thing that comes to mind for most of us is probably like some juice cleanse, some ridiculous things, a product, you know, something that's going to, quote, detoxify your body. But really, your liver is detoxifying your body very effectively. Of course, there's things that you can do to support it. And if we see that there's sluggish detoxification or something like that playing out on the labs, we can support it. And one of the food first approaches is with cauliflower, because it's full of the methylators.
Yeah, because it's cruciferous vegetables that you want, right? And cauliflower is among that group. But it has kind of a mild taste that can be covered by raspberries and lemon juice.
Right.
But I didn't tell you how to make it. You put it in a blender and you blend it.
You let your 2-year-old or whichever kid beats the other one first, push the button.
Yep. And then you break up the fight while it blends.
Yep. And then you clean the smoothie when half of it spills. Awesome.
We know how it'll go. Hey, this also has good protein in it, right? Because you're adding protein powder and also possibly milk. The milk is going to bring vitamin D and calcium, which are great mood supporters. You're getting that protein, your healthy fat from your chia seeds, and lots of fiber. Like, I think that this recipe has 17 or 18 grams of fiber, which is, you need about 25 to 30 in a day, typically. So that's like most of the fiber that you need. And that's going to help you feel full longer so that you're not running to the pantry every 5 minutes. It's going to help give you energy that lasts throughout the day, so you're not crashing.
Actually, this week too, I was looking at specifically things to induce ovulation. We were just kind of joking about that. And this isn't in our notes for this discussion right now, but calcium and vitamin D were actually shown to be very closely associated with adequate ovulation, and deficiencies in those two are linked to inadequate ovulation. So definitely you want to check, as we're wrapping up winter here, your vitamin D levels, and make sure you're getting some calcium foods like this raspberry zinger smoothie.
Mm-hmm. Ready for number two?
Number two.
It's a white bean salad. Take a cup and a half of white navy beans, chop up a tomato, chop up a red bell pepper or whatever color. It doesn't matter. It's a bell pepper. 1/4 cup each of chopped red onion and parsley, 2 tablespoons each of olive oil and balsamic vinegar, salt and pepper to taste. Mix it up. And then you want to serve it with greens. So whatever, kale, spinach, whatever kind of dark green leafy vegetable you like, have it with those beans.
This is probably 2 servings, right?
Yeah, that's 2 servings.
2 servings. Because 1.5 cups of beans, that's a good amount. Hefty. And that would be a lot of food on a plate or in a bowl.
Yeah, so split this one up or share it with whoever else in your house likes beans.
I like that it says serve with greens, because when we have the greens in there, now this is really complete here. We've got some extra magnesium coming in. If you have some real dark leafy greens, which is really important for your cycle health. And then we've got antioxidants. So if you've been living life following a typical American diet for your whole life, you have a lot of oxidation and inflammation happening in your body. And these specific foods are very antioxidant. They've got some antioxidant power in them.
And again, with the protein, fat, and fiber, it's going to keep you full. It's going to give you energy. Sounds good. Again, kind of want to try this one too.
Yeah, it sounds delicious. I think this one's pretty simple. It could be really easy to even like double or triple this recipe and have it for like lunch every single day. If you were somebody who goes and works in the office and you just need to have your glass container stacked up in the fridge, totally increase this and do that either as your main meal, or if you don't want quite so much, you can make this be the side as well.
Yeah, easy for meal prep, for sure. Mm-hmm. The third one, cauliflower rice breakfast hash. So we're bringing the cauliflower back. You got 6 slices of bacon. This is 3 servings, so this will get you breakfast through Wednesday. 1.5 yellow onions and 1.5 yellow bell peppers, or again, whatever color. Chop those suckers up. 4.5 cups of cauliflower rice, 6 eggs, and then salt, black pepper, chives, whatever you like to put on top of it. You want to cook the bacon first, chop it up, cook the onion and bell pepper, add the rice and stir it up. Make sure that's all cooked through. And then you're going to crack the eggs on top until they're cooked. And you're going to eat it on top with bacon.
Oh my gosh, that sounds delicious. Served with slices of fresh sourdough. Yum. I like breakfast hash. I like breakfast in general.
We ate a lot of hash with all of our eggs.
Right.
Actually, last week I wanted to use some up and I didn't have any like potato or anything. So I used cauliflower rice that I had and it was delightful.
There you go. Yum. One of the good things about having a bigger breakfast in the morning is that, yes, we've listed protein. Yes, we've listed fat multiple times. But if you can front load your day, it's going to help with your satiety or your feeling content and full throughout the rest of the day. Far better than skimping on breakfast, skimping, and then having this huge dinner. If you have this huge dinner and you have all this protein and all this fiber, well, you go straight to bed shortly after. So you want to be smart and strategic about where you're loading your protein and fiber. So big breakfast, breakfast like a king.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked about that kind of in our circadian rhythm episode too, about the importance of getting that biggest meal earliest in the day where your body can actually use it.
Right. So Sydney, add in your 2 cents here on movement. Like this breakfast, is this something I would want to eat before I was going to work out, since you're our movement coach around here?
Mm-hmm. You'd want to eat it probably a couple hours before so that it's not just sitting in your tum. If you have a big meal sitting in your tum and then you're going to go exercise, we've all done that, right? It just kind of like you can feel and hear it sloshing in there. No, thank you. So yeah, if you're going to have a big meal before you work out, make sure that you give yourself a couple hours to digest. That'll also allow those carbohydrates to get into your bloodstream so you can actually use them for energy.
And that just sounds miserable, but I think sometimes we have to back it up and clarify a few things. Breakfast is great. Working out in the morning is great, but be strategic in your timing there. And that's definitely something that Sydney helps our clients through. She's there to answer the questions in our office hours. And then all of our clients meet with Sydney at least every month, sometimes more, depending on what the heck we're doing. So yeah, lots of fun there and strategy that Sydney helps us with. Okay, so this was pretty easy. I hope you guys took some notes, because even if you go grab this plan, which I'm about to say, you 100% need to go grab this plan, because there's 30 recipes just like this that are designed to really support and optimize your cycle. You're not going to lose weight unless all areas of your health check out, including your sex hormones, your monthly cycle. Are you ovulating? Are you not? And so this plan, this free cycle sync meal plan, is totally designed to help you unlock this aspect of your health. So if you took good notes, that's great, but go grab that plan, because there's so many other layers that you want to look at. And then you can come back to this podcast episode, re-listen for some of that extra detail, like cauliflower and, oh, the greens. This is why I'm going to be adding the greens and stuff like that. Okay, what were those 3 recipes? Let's make sure we recap and then we'll hit the road. Yeah.
All right. We've got the raspberry zinger smoothie, the white bean salad, and that cauliflower rice breakfast hash.
Yum.
I'm hungry.
Me too. All right, guys. So click the link below, grab your free meal plan. And if you have it, you're also going to get an email that says you can book a free call with us to support you through implementation. If for some reason you have questions about it, we're all in on this, committed to help support you through that. So you just keep an eye out for that and we will be there for you, totally free, no strings attached, walking you through step by step. All right. That's all. Thanks for being here, everybody. We'll catch you next week.
Bye.
Before you go, I'm going to challenge you to share this episode with a friend or any episode that has been super meaningful for you. Imagine if you shared it with a friend and she shared it with a friend, and then we've changed the narrative of our generation and that of our children. Women who love their bodies and are treating them well. That is what you can do by sharing this episode. So you can click the little arrow button or take a screenshot and text it to your friend. It's going to have crazy, crazy impact. Are you with me? I hope so. Thanks for listening.